Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. We were gone for 2 weeks. The last week was Father's Day and too much going on, but I got a story.
There's nothing to happen. There's nothing that happened.
So. No, nothing. It's been a quiet 2 weeks. So I got a story.
You got a story?
I got a story.
Well, tell me your story, you stupid ginger.
Okay, I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. I went over to her place, but her dad was there, so I had to leave real early.
Uh-huh.
The women are kind of sleazy. Uh-huh. They all say, just please me. Mm-hmm. They say, why don't you rock a rhyme? I say, it ain't that easy. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme that rhymes on time, it's tricky.
Well, that's, yeah, you haven't
it's
done
tricky,
it yet.
It's tricky, tricky, tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme that rhymes on time, it's tricky. Say it with me now. It's tricky, tricky, it's tricky, tricky.
Tricky.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good story, huh?
No. So... where do we want to start here in the world of professional wrestling?
Well, you have notes. I just show up completely unprepared. So yeah. It's just like any other week.
It's just any other week. Well, yeah. I mean, we could talk about a couple of things, but I think we need to start with the suspension of the steroid abusing.
Well, we don't know that.
Roidman Reigns.
No, that's not. I really do not believe it's steroids that he got busted for.
No.
No.
You think it's birth control?
Yeah. Most likely. Yeah. Most likely.
Roidman Reigns.
All right. Well, say what you're going to say then.
You're
looking clearly to offend people.
Who am I going to offend? Roman Reigns? Took steroids.
He took something. I don't think it was steroids.
Oh, okay. It was human growth hormone.
No, I don't think it was human growth hormone.
What do you think it was?
I don't know, it was probably something.
Well, they have a no-tolerance policy on spousal abuse. So, he beat his wife, and now he's suspended? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so it's maybe. So he took steroids.
No, he didn't take, I doubt it's steroids. This is a company.
There's a gap.
Where Vince McMahon is jacked to the gills.
Yes.
Where Triple H came out of WrestleMania looking better than he did 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jacked to the gills at 46 years old, where they haven't had anybody failed for steroids seemingly in years. I mean, the last people we do hear are failing are people like Hornswoggle, and that's for prescription painkillers.
Yeah.
And you're telling me they're busting their world champion for that? No, they don't give a fuck if somebody's doing steroids. Now, if he's doing painkillers, now there's a rumor out there.
There's a rumor that he took steroids and beat his wife. I know, I started it.
That he had a failure right before the Brock Lesnar main event at WrestleMania the year before.
Oh, yes.
And that it went away just before the main event at WrestleMania's up happened. Right. It went away for some reason. So I don't know if that's true or not. But all I know is I don't think they give a fuck about steroids. It's easy to beat steroids. I don't see him getting, something else. That it's like maybe he's doing something that actually will cause really damage, like prescription painkillers or something like cocaine or something like that. That they're like, okay, fuck, we got to send a message to him. Yeah. That I think they would pop him for. I don't believe they pop him for steroids. I don't think they give a fuck. I don't think that the guy who wakes up in the morning, takes two shots of steroids, has a shower, goes down, has steak and eggs, and then takes two more shots of steroids before going to work. And Vince McMahon or Triple H, either one, that's both of their diets, is going to sit there and they suspend this guy for steroids.
Right. So Roidman Reigns, 30 days, he's gone. He has, of course, now this came out on Monday after the main event of Money in the Bank. where it was interesting that he lost clean.
He lost very clean
to Seth, and then yes. and then Ambrose cashed in, and, yes. and you know, and we don't, and it, there could be another cash in on that show because much like WrestleMania, that show's still going on as we record this.
Yeah, it was a long show.
I think it was what 17 hours in total when you count the pre-show.
Probably.
Yeah. 17 hours, 6 minutes, and 42 seconds, I believe. But yeah, it just.
Yeah.
Going on. But now what you've got
just
is.
Just to get warmed up.
Just to get warmed up. But you got Dean Ambrose as your World Wrestling Federation champion, and now in whatever it is, 4 weeks, a month at the, what's the next one called? Butthole Ground?
I think it's Butthole Ground, yeah.
It's a three-way dance.
Yeah. It's Butthole Ground with a three-way.
Yeah, three-way butthole.
So it's Kelly Kelly's in the main event.
She's the ref. Mm. Yeah, they need someone that knows the rules. It was Kelly Kelly or Pat Patterson.
One or the other. Well, but you said three-way.
Yeah.
Pat's monogamous.
He is. That's very true. Monogamous. Monogamous. But I don't know. Now, the thing is that clearly a message has been sent to Roman. Clearly he's, you know, gonna move to the bottom of the card.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's, they're not gonna tolerate this anymore. Three-way dance at Butthole Ground. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Mm-hmm. So he better learn his lesson.
Actually, I suspect that match will be changed, cause I think that will be the SummerSlam main event where I believe Roman Reigns will regain the belt.
Well. Maybe. The other part of it is the split. The draft, the brand split, right? I mean, it's very well. Cause the plan at this point was to have.
Plan.
Well, yeah, that's why I say at this point. Is for SummerSlam to crown the SmackDown or Raw champion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At the SummerSlam. So. Yeah.
Whatever championship they end up
whatever with. They need, right? So.
Yeah.
But Roman Reigns. The funny
just
thing,
so proud of yourself for that one.
I cannot wait for him to come back.
Yeah,
like because I mean, this was the first time they're like, oh, now they're letting him do this. Well, no, he did it once. He was allowed, or he just did. He snapped back on the fans when they can't wrestle.
Sip of your beer.
Yeah, have a sip of your beer and shut up or whatever he said, right?
All the people. He's pissed off.
Yeah.
But even the week before, they set up the angle of Ambrose doing this. So I'm guessing they already had decided then that this was the direction they're going in. And I was really disappointed watching the Raw, thinking they really blew it. Like the whole, like I said, storyline of will he or won't he use that to the Money in the Bank to turn on Reigns was the storyline. But now it makes sense. It's like, but yeah, I'm sure the previous Monday is when they had decided.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least wanted the option in case they decided to go in that direction.
Well, because they would have known about the test failure. Right?
Yeah,
at that point, it's you know so yeah they kind of set it up to maybe see if it was an option. I'm sure. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
They were trying to figure out, so they set it up that way. But Dean Ambrose, World Wrestling Federation champion, so now actually on Money in the Bank, every member of the Shield, the World Wrestling Federation champion. On that night.
But somehow when it's on Ambrose, like I said, we used to go, Dean Ambrose is the key.
Yes.
And he's certainly far more, he's not being turned on by the crowd as the champion.
The problem there is that they changed the locks.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, the, ever since the Lesnar thing, he's never been the same. And like I said, I think he was exposed during that. And now I see him with that belt and I think, it just looks like a weak champion. Like, it's just, like, partly because of how he's booked, and partly because of how he looks. I just think...
You know what? The main thing...
I guess it doesn't matter, though.
Well, that's just the big thing.
It's just a prop.
It's just a prop.
Yeah.
If I can be honest with you, Mo, the title is just a prop. I don't even think we should call it a belt anymore. Mm-hmm. I think it is just a prop. No, I just...
I would love that. I would love the next pay-per-view... A three-way dance at the WWE, or for the WWE prop at Butthole Ground.
Yes. On a pole. Prop on a pole.
Prop on a pole.
Prop on a pole. And it turns out it's Judy Bagwell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think that...
Fucking forklift.
It's fine. Dean Ambrose is the champion. I took this away from it's like, Dean Ambrose is your champion, and it's just like... At that point, I'm like... It made me realize, it's like, I don't give a fuck who the champion is.
No. Not like, not the way they've done it.
No,
like,
not
if AJ,
ever.
If AJ had won it, I would care.
No. I don't think I care. I really, it's like, this is a guy that I like in Dean Ambrose. This is a guy that did,
I like him, yeah.
You can say the same thing about AJ losing to Jericho at WrestleMania. It's just like, you know, but this is a guy that I like, and it's like, and the thing that I like on the show is the John Cena AJ stuff, and it's not for the belt, and it made me realize, like, I don't need a belt to like it, and I don't give a fuck who the champion is. The belt is
but it's presented
so
as important.
Far. Away,
you know,
it's for so long, so unimportant that it really, yeah, okay, he's a champion. Congratulations, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't really give a fuck.
No, I really, in many ways, consider the NXT title to be more valuable than the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's booked, it's a booked like it's important.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like the US title booked like it's important. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
Ah, fuck.
It's like I came on and I thought after Money in the Bank, it's like, okay, let's, Dean Ambrose is the champion. It's a cool moment. The crowd went nuts because they love Dean Ambrose. And I thought this is a great way. This is like a way to, this is the moment. This is your WrestleMania ending that they haven't had in last year. They had it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When there was the
cash. They didn't have it last year.
But they didn't have it last year. And so.
This year.
This past one. Before, the 2 years before they had.
Yeah.
They've had it for
sure.
Well,
especially the one with Daniel Bryan, obviously.
Yeah. And the one with Seth Rollins.
It was big too.
I mean, they did that for us. But.
That's true.
This was sort of the makeup. This is what you should have had at WrestleMania. And so the crowd, you know. And justifiably so, went crazy. It's a cash in. It's a baby face that they like.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was a culmination of a good show. The three matches, you know, were there delivered. So it was, you know, that was good. And then you segue to Raw. It's comedy and it's you know, it's the three of them and it's like talking and I don't care.
Was there comedy? I don't remember there being
comedy. Oh, he left the belt in the fucking cab. And
oh, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck about it. Why would I?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah. Because it's just, that's the thing about, that's what the problem I have with Dean Ambrose is, he is too much of a cartoon character. Like, he's like, I'm so cool, and I'm not so cool all the time. I don't give a fuck about this belt. Ah, cool. And it's like, nah, the way Naito did it in New Japan, where he literally didn't give a fuck about that belt, was cool.
Yeah.
But Dean Ambrose is just, like I say, he's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
He's nothing, like, that's the reason why, it's like, I like him, but I can't really, like, gravitate towards him, because he's not real. There's nothing, you know? Like, he's just,
you know what, I think he's a cartoon character. And he's honestly the best guy to have for their own promos. He delivers them the best.
No. No, he does not.
No, he doesn't?
No,
he's the worst guy.
He's not the worst, but he's not the best.
Who's the best?
Well, Kevin Owens would be the best.
Yeah, but I get Kevin Owens. The reason that Kevin Owens, to me, is the best is because of all the little ad-lib things that he does.
Yeah, which is why he's the best.
Yeah, but I'm talking about with Dean Ambrose, he reads their words. He doesn't do anything else.
Are you sure? Are you sure that's different? He's just, I don't think so. I think they have the exact amount of freedom. The exact same amount of freedom. And you
I don't
know
think Ambrose takes it.
And AJ Styles, I also think, has been delivering his lines better than Ambrose. So
yeah, okay, I can give you AJ Styles. Since he's turned heel, he's been tremendous.
Yeah.
On it. And that's, again, that's what I think AJ Styles is the most improved wrestler of the year.
It's weird, but he almost is, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He is.
Defending wrestler of the year in the Observer Awards, and he's like,
I would call him the most improved.
He's even better.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Mostly because he's in the United States.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
That's why. But no, I think that, so now, you got a bunch of shit. The continuation of that. You get Roman's booked for this butthole rare.
Yes, and on SmackDown, they said nothing about yeah. it. Like, nothing.
Well,
which is, this was the part that I didn't get. I'm like, did they know about these suspects? Like, this was the part where I was like trying to figure it out, because like, why the hell wouldn't you, like, there's so many ways at the end of the pay-per-view, or even on Raw, but even the pay-per-view would have been easier.
Yeah.
To do a injury angle
yeah.
to put him out for 30 days.
Yeah. Exactly.
So easy. But I guess they figure, what's the point if we're going to publicly announce a suspension of doing a storyline thing? It's like, they can never decide, are we going to acknowledge the real life, or are we not going to, like, they go back and forth.
Here's what they can't decide. If their audience is made up of fucking 8-year-olds that don't know any better, or people are gonna know anyway.
Yeah.
That's what they can't decide. But
at the SmackDown tapings, there was,
well, this is,
where's Roman chance, right?
Yeah, where is Roman?
Because that was the crowd already starting.
Wait, like, till it gets back.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, he's been shit on before. I mean, he was shit on Monday, but, I mean,
you're on steroids.
You're on painkillers.
You're on steroids.
Painkillers.
You beat your wife. You're on steroids.
That's Jerry Lawler.
Well, and this is how I know they take steroids very seriously, because on SmackDown, Jerry Lawler replaced with David Otunga.
There you go.
See? No tolerance.
Exactly. That's why you know it's steroids.
Exactly. Yeah. I understand David Otunga was at the broadcast booth, and it was about 20 minutes before anybody knew he was there.
Yeah.
Had his coffee cup and everything.
Inside joke.
Royal Rumble.
Go back and listen to our Royal Rumble episodes when we were there live to see The Rock a couple years ago.
Totally live.
And you'll get those jokes. Yeah. Those were great episodes anyway. So
I'm assuming everybody has listened to those already.
If they haven't, they fucking missed out. Huh. They're great episodes.
Yeah.
Great times of us hanging out with the stars and telling you stories.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With Loose Alicia Fox.
Mm-hmm. And the Loose Alicia Fox story right there. Alone is worth.
Oh, yeah. The guy was awesome.
That was the greatest.
And let him cut one space ahead of us in line. It's like we sucked his dick.
Oh, man. That was great.
But I think that's really, do you have any more to say about Roidman?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's move on then, because I think the next thing in
Oh, you know what? I'll say, okay, actually, let's go here. Do you think this is the wrong thing for him to bring him back and put him in the main event of the next pay-per-view? Like, there's a good chance that either this last pay-per-view or the next one, he's not getting paid for it. He's probably losing 6 figures from this 30-day suspension, and he is publicly embarrassing. And, you know, so is that enough of a suspension, or do you think they should go further and do more, or, hey, it's a slap on the wrist, that first one, but if you do the crime, you do the time, and then you pay your debt to society, and move on, which is kind of where I sit there. I'm like, whatever. If they suspend him, he's gone. Why not? Like, he's,
the whole thing is you're talking about
how much,
like,
moral should it be?
Should they take him out of the main event, when he gets back?
I suspect they might, but still.
You take him out of the main event picture coming when he comes back, and, you know, take him out of the title picture, you know, when he comes back. Do I think they should do that? Yes, but I think they should have done that even if he was not suspended.
That
really does not change my opinion whatsoever of this. But what I look at is, yeah, pull him out of there. But I mean, you look at Roman Reigns, what is the value to the company of Roidman Reigns?
Well, theoretically, he's a big star and he's going to sell more subscriptions. And if they, considering how many people need to make a living off this company, you're not doing the right thing by pulling him off, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how much of a big star and how much of a draw he is anyway.
And what I think you're mixing up is subscriptions and prescriptions.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's into.
Yeah.
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 But I think that, does Roman Reigns make a difference to business? I don't know that he does.
I don't know that he does either. I think he probably means, I think there's very few guys you could put in that role right now who would mean as much. But I think there's a whole bunch of guys you can put on that role who would mean as much or more in 4 to 6 months if they were put in that role. So that, like.
Well, we've gone through that a million times. Yeah. That their mid-card is just ready to burst out in
he's a bigger star right now than Sami Zayn or Cesaro. Yeah. But I don't think if Cesaro was put in that spot, I think he could be as big or bigger.
Let's put it this way. So is Randy Orton.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to see Randy Orton anywhere near a belt.
No.
Right? So.
No, they probably will.
Yeah. But I just look at, seeing Roman Reigns. Is there value in, like, I'm looking at what's the value of Roman Reigns, and I'm thinking, like, Brock Lesnar rematch at SummerSlam, not for the title.
Sure.
One-on-one.
Sure.
Perfect. Maybe a Roman Undertaker, you know, at a Survivor Series or something, or, you know
maybe,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not for the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think he's got that enough of
he's upper mid-card, but that doesn't mean he should be the champion.
I think he's been presented as the main event. So, I think he can stay, he can hang up there for a little while.
Again, years.
Like a Randy Orton.
For a couple of years, he's been presented as the main event, so he's an upper mid-card guy from now on. But, again, really time to turn him heel. And there's I heard it so many times of people going, turn him heel, and then people will start to cheer him. And in a year, he'll be a babyface. And I'm like, no, turn him heel, and he'll be a great heel for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think the people will ever cheer him.
Allow him to be a heel.
Yes. Yeah, but that's who he is.
Because I think that you know, take a sip of your beer and shut up was the most fire I've seen in him in ages.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm like, yeah, I like this Roman. Like this Roman. That's fine. Let's do that. Let's just do that shit.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's been a long time since they've made him do any nursery rhymes or anything, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, fuck.
But it doesn't matter. The stink is there. Just turn him.
Yes. And when we see stink, we know you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think that, like, is he better than Sheamus? Yes. Like, in terms of positioning.
Sure.
But not much.
No.
Not much.
No.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, Jerry Lawler, is suspended because of some, wacky argument he got into with his wife.
Sure.
Or his girlfriend or fiance or whatever.
Yeah.
Sounds like, I mean, it's...
It's weird.
It sounds like it's her fault. It does. I mean, she came home drunk from the game and they got into an argument.
Yeah.
And she
wanted to drive and he didn't want her to drive.
Yeah, and he made a big scene about it. And Jerry Lawler doesn't drink at all.
It's weird though because, I mean, Jerry Lawler's 66.
Yeah.
You know, and so what really got me was he's dating a 27-year-old.
Yeah.
So I couldn't believe he's dating a woman that old.
They've been dating for 15 years.
Oh, then it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
That was part of the argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's getting too old.
Yeah, she's getting too old. I mean, look at her. Souls. I don't know.
Again, if you ever listen, you go back and listen to all our shows.
Well, yeah.
A lot of what we'll say will be like, oh, that was an inside joke. If you're a first time listener, just being with us for a short time,
yes.
At least go back and listen to the archives of our best of show from like our first, what?
Yes.
A year, 18 months, or whatever.
First 18, or first.
It's like two parts. It's great. Now, will we ever do that again? No, because it was too much fucking work to edit.
Yes.
And we're never doing anything with editing again.
What? What about our next promo show?
Ever.
Again. Oh, fuck. Well, here, let's cross that.
Cross that off the list.
When's the next promo show? But they announced, July 19th.
Can do a promo show, but we'll play them live on the air.
There you go.
We'll just give the promos.
Well, we'll just do the promo.
Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 4. Go.
Yeah. Fee-fi-fo-fum, Andre. One long year, and your time has come. No marks, no scars, no blemishes on the Hulkster, brother.
Keep going.
Do the whole thing.
Come on.
Hulk Hogan couldn't keep his breath for the whole thing.
It's like 90 seconds. You can do it.
Falls into the ocean floor.
Yeah, as he's going away, he's...
Yeah.
He's breathing heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God Donald Trump is a Hulkamaniac.
He knows to leave away the materials, the possessions, hanging on to his...
That's Donald Trump to a T.
Dog paddle his way to safety.
But
Donald. If something goes wrong, if you run out of gas, just hang on to the largest back in the world, and I'll dog paddle, backstroke all of us to safety.
Then do the dog paddle.
Yeah.
The backstroke.
The backstroke. Yeah.
Second backstroke of the night at WrestleMania 4, because the Honky Tonk Man also backstroked.
Oh, yeah.
In his promo with Bobby.
Kelly.
Hmm?
Kelly.
Stroke?
Back.
Stroke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Eric Young. back acne stroke.
Yes. But, you know, they're very stringent about steroids.
Well, we haven't seen him since, actually, but...
Well, you know what? Again, though, the you know, it's true, though. It's just... And there's no way to beat that test.
There is obviously. There is no way, Wizenator, to beat that test.
Like, they're thinking of bringing back MVP among the names.
Yes.
You know?
Well, let's not... I mean, I don't know that there's much to talk about with Jerry Lawler. He's suspended. I would assume it's going to get cleared up very soon.
Very quickly, yeah.
Because, like, it doesn't sound like Jerry actually did anything wrong.
No, he really doesn't.
Something
like
a gun or something, but...
Well, even then, and it sounds like she made that up.
Yeah, exactly.
That he just put it on the table and said, shoot yourself, but it sounds like that's made up. I think the biggest thing is when she tried to call again, he stopped her from making the phone call with the police. And that's the felony, and that's the same thing with the Adam Rose.
Yeah.
That was the actual felony that...
Yeah. Except for, I mean, Adam Rose is a spousal abuser, and Jerry Lawler was just, you know, at home.
All right. So MVP.
Yeah.
And the other people to come in.
Yeah. So
they want to, is this on your list?
So it's on the list.
It's good. Fucking good. I brought it up.
Yeah. It's on the list.
Next on the list, isn't it?
It was the first thing on the list just because I started to, I don't know why, but I think I wrote it above July 19th. Because now they're asking for people to come back.
Yes.
And, it's the only names.
And they'll get MVP back.
The only names that are public if you will.
Yeah.
Right now are...
Okay, here's what we'll do. You're going to say their name, including MVP, and I'll give you the odds I'll give you a percentage of how likely they are to come back.
Okay. So...
Now, this is a shoot. This is my opinion. A shoot of how likely they are to
come back. In a new segment, we like to call, say my name, say my name. All right. Here we go. Abe Knuckleball Schwartz, otherwise known as MVP.
100% likely to come back.
100% likely.
To come back.
Yes, except for, he's signed already to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading this morning, is that he had said that, gone on his podcast, and said July 19th they're going to be holding a draft lottery. And they're like, dude, you're giving away our storylines, you're fired.
Oh, I hear that. Yeah. So, but he's 100% to come back.
He's 100% to come back.
Okay.
Someone who spits in the face of people who don't want to be cool, Carlito.
40% likely to come back.
You think 40%?
40%.
I would say 60%.
I think... Well, they tried to get him about 4 months ago and didn't get him.
I know, that's why.
And now they have to offer more money.
Yeah.
And they don't want to offer more money. These people aren't being offered much. And he would be brought in to put other people over.
Yeah,
I think
he'd be brought in with his brother to put people over. Like, they'd be the six-man unit now.
Maybe.
To put people over.
But they'd have to offer him enough, and I'm not sure they're willing to.
That's true. That's why I say
40%. But it's somewhere in that range. Let's say 50% for the sake of argument.
Yeah.
Let's agree on it.
Let's just...
50%.
Split the difference.
Okay. Like
50%.
50.
50! So now, speaking of 50, the age of the next person... Stevie Richards.
15%.
How
old is he? That's a good question. I bet he's not nearly that old.
No, I'm sure he started in ECW when he was like 20. So yeah,
he's probably 14 maybe.
Yeah, he's probably super ass young. Yeah. But I bet you he's in his 40s. I bet you he's like 42.
He's 44.
There you go.
45 almost.
45. So
45 in October.
Stevie Richards,
15%.
Why 15%? I was going to go with 150%.
No.
Hi, Stevie Richards. Do you want to come back and work for the World Wrestling Federation?
No.
Fuck yes, I do.
No, I don't.
Why not?
Well, let me see. I have my own things going on. I'm a YRG instructor, and I make good money doing it. I don't have to travel. I'm in good shape. I have my own podcast that's very successful.
Podcast?
He does, yeah. He has a podcast about technology,
and he makes...
It's very successful, and he consults. He works in that field as well. So he's both. He works as an instructor, making good money. I bet she's making close to six figures a year. And not traveling.
Okay, well then he doesn't come back. I don't fucking care about Stevie Richards.
No, I don't either. He was in ROH recently. He didn't come back regularly to them, but he looked great. He's in great shape.
That's right.
That YRG works. I mean, as an advocate.
You are an advocate.
but the fact is, yeah, he just had, it's for like, the what's yeast. The incentive to go on the road, not make nearly as much money as people believe. Like I said this before, all the people left, I was like, those people are gonna make more money and they're better off.
Yeah.
Like all those people they let go of, like Damien Sandow and whatever, and you're like, oh, you think they're good? And I'm like, yes, they actually make, like, it's a good out there for, in the indies for people who used to work in the WWE. Mm-hmm. They make good money.
Good.
So, and work less schedule. So same thing, it's like Stevie Richards can do occasional wrestling when he wants, he has things going on, why would he want to travel, put other people over, and the only reason he would do it is for the fame. So is the idea of the fame enough for him to go? That's why I say 15%.
So what you're saying is that the 150% definitely coming in would be Raven.
I wonder, Raven's really old, isn't he? He's got to be mid-50s.
Probably. Put people over. It's just to put people over.
Yeah.
For the fame. So you know where I could see a lot of people, honestly, to your point, is where I could see guys wanting to come in for like a short run for this extension to put some people over and be on television, is a guy like a Raven who started off on the indies like a gangbuster.
51.
Yeah,
51. Raven is 51.
Started off like gangbusters.
Yeah.
Offering whatever, getting two grand a shot to cut, you know, for independence, which is probably now about $400 a shot for
him, yeah. Right? Probably.
So, you go on WWF television for a year, does that then you come off of that, does that now become like $1,000 a shot?
Yeah, probably.
Right? So that's where, but people like that.
A lot of guys who came back for the ECW,
like Heidenreich.
In like, 2006 or whatever it was, in ECW.
The one night stands and such.
That type of thing. It was good for them to go afterwards. It was good exposure. Now, he wasn't back for that, you'll notice at the time. And he's had the lawsuit thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That would Raven. So, would you keep, I'm using Raven as an example, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't see Raven coming back because of the lawsuit thing.
That's true. What about Yo?
No, I don't see Sami coming.
No, back coming back and putting over AJ Styles.
I don't see it happening.
Yo.
Who are the other names we can confirm?
That was it.
No, I think there was more than those three.
No, wasn't there four? Three. No, those are the one. Kurt.
Well, that's not happening. They don't
Kurt. They want Kurt for the Hall of Fame.
They do.
That's what they want Kurt for.
And the fact is that, you know, timing is everything, right? If they don't have bad publicity, then they maybe take on Kurt for a match. I still believe he'll have a match for them. But
I think they put Kurt in the Hall of Fame. I think that's what the call was for.
Probably.
You know, I don't think it was anything else. It was just that extension of the olive branch
if he just gets on TV and is the GM for a while, eventually it'll have to happen. Then I'll have a match. I don't want to see him wrestle regularly, but do I think he's good for two or three matches there? Yeah. I think you can do a storyline with him, Jack Swagger, and American Alpha, and do something.
I was going to say, if he's the manager of American Alpha.
And Jack Swagger.
Yeah. And Jack Swagger, yeah. Yeah. That's,
you know. Make them a...
That was what we were talking about. Remember we talked about how you could make it almost like a roller
derby? All American Alphas.
How you can make a roller derby type thing where you had a bunch of stables and such, and, you know? And that would be how you could, you know, that, what was it? Wasn't Bellator. What was the...
I know which one you're talking
about.
The World
League of Fighting or something whatever like that, it was. Yeah. Something that had those teams.
Yeah.
But you could do something that way.
Randy Couture's team and, yeah.
Yeah, and they had names and they'd have their different things. But I think that that could be very, I think you'd be successful. I mean, but,
he's a better promo than 90% of the guys they have there, so.
Oh, that's true. That's damn true. And I mean, you could have R-Truth there, because I saw him in a chicken suit the other day.
Mm-hmm.
A chicken suit.
Mm-hmm. R-Truth, that's true. That's damn truth.
That's R-Truth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That's damn R-Truth.
That's damn R-Truth. So. But yeah, I don't know. There isn't really any more names. A lot of the names are coming up, but they've called everybody.
They called everybody over 40.
Yeah.
So Val Venus, is he coming back? Yeah.
Val Venus, you have your Val Venus, I'm sure they've called it. And really anybody that they can get under, you know, Scott Steiner.
I'm sure they'll bring Billy Gunn back. It's been long enough since he was fired.
Yeah. So
I don't think Scott Steiner's coming back. Thank you.
No, I don't think so, but I'm sure they called him.
I don't think so. They didn't call Scott Steiner, but
So why is Booker T going to come back?
I bet you they've asked him if he could.
X-Pac?
No, I don't think X-Pac.
No, X-Pac can't come back because he's too busy campaigning to get China into the Hall of Fame. He's going to do everything in his power. Yeah. Yes. X-Pac is going to do everything, and let me say that again, in his power.
Now, have they contacted, do you believe, Damian Sandow?
I'm sure. They contacted Cody Rhodes.
You there?
Yeah.
You sure?
They contacted Cody Rhodes.
And he said, fuck you?
Yeah, and so now they're talking about maybe getting a Legends deal with Cody. So that they could use his likeness for merchandising and such.
That's what they're trying to do now.
That's now what it's negotiating to.
Yeah. So, but all those people who are like, oh, I bet you Bush is the head and left, I guess you're wrong. Damian Sandow.
Think Jim Neidhart will come back?
No. Damian Sandow? Like, we're looking at people about 40, mid 40s. They're not looking at people mid 60s.
Damn it.
They're not looking at Honky Tonk Man and Jim Neidhart and King Kong Bundy.
Well, they should be. Because all those three people you just mentioned are a hell of a lot better, A, promo, and B, worker.
Well, not worker.
What? The Honky Tonk Man is the greatest worker in the history of the world.
Well, in some ways, yes.
In some ways, yes.
Well,
here's a man that was back at WrestleMania. What about the Native American Tatanka?
I can see him coming back.
What about the Road Warrior?
No.
Although he could team with the Authors of Pain.
Oh, fuck. Well, at least they're not the Road Warriors.
No, I know.
Yeah.
That was a pain. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you're Damian Sandow's. You've got.
If you're Damian Sandow, though, do you go back?
Well, no, because it's the same.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Damian Sandow, it's the same reason. Like, he's just straight off. So for him, like you said, if we're going to talk indies, for him, the indie value is now.
Yeah.
Like I said, these guys are talking about over 40. These are the Shelton Benjamins and things like that they're contacting.
I could see Shelton Benjamin coming back. I believe Shelton Benjamin's likely to come back.
I would love to.
Depending on his deal with Noah.
Hey, what about DH?
I'm sure they contacted him. That's an interesting one. DH and I'm sure Vance Archer.
And Archer. Archer was there too, right? Vance Archer was in WWF.
If I could bring them back, the Killer Elite squad, if I could bring them back and throw them in that tag division, I'd fucking do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They'd really do well there.
Man. Yeah. How about,
I'm sure there's somebody, those are good names.
Yeah.
I could see those guys.
What about Uvi?
No.
What about, Kid Cash?
No.
Paul London?
No, Kendrick, though, yes.
Kendrick's in the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks awesome.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
No.
He's got a great look.
Ubito, no, but Super Crazy? Yes.
Oh. Well, Super Crazy is actually, they've been talking with Super Crazy about,
talent.
About talent,
yeah,
right?
Because he runs a promotion.
What about Tajiri?
Not regularly. No,
in the Cruiserweight Classic, right?
Yeah, but I don't think so. Same thing. Like, I look at guys in the Cruiserweight Classic, and I think there's like six guys that probably eight guys actually, I'd say they sign, and four guys that I say are main roster bound.
When you say eight guys that they signed, two of them already are, right?
I'm not including them.
You're not going to include, so out of the 30 guys, like, because Ciampa and Gargano are already signed.
Yeah, well, actually, probably, you're right. Actually, maybe not. Like, Zack Sabre Jr., I'm sure they're going to try very hard to get.
Yeah. Gallagher.
Gallagher?
Yeah. What's his name? David Gallagher? Is that his name?
I don't know.
I think they're high on him.
TJP, maybe.
Yeah. The Evolve guys.
A couple of those Evolve
guys. Tony Nese, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. You know, but the guys that I'm sure that they're interested in. Dorado. I'm sure they want.
Grand Metallic.
Yeah, Grand Metallic. I think they want Ibushi, but I don't see him going.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
he
doesn't know who Vince is.
Yeah.
He high-fived him, and he's like, how was it meeting Vince? Who's Vince?
Yeah. Ibushi doesn't give a... He's not... He just doesn't want to, I don't think he wants to work that much.
And Akira Tozawa.
Yeah.
You know.
Ibushi's obviously the talent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't think he wants to work that much. He's just going to take some occasional dates and he's a crazy talent, but, but yeah, I mean, it's not that many that I'm like, Kendrick's obviously that's in there, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really see a lot of people coming out of that tournament.
What about,
if you're Sandow, what you do is you don't come in for, you don't say, oh no, I want to make the money. Cause like you say, he's probably going to make more money and less dates.
Right.
You know, but if you want to come in and his thing is, I got over and you didn't push me, he should come in. It shouldn't be, I want a guarantee of money. It should be, I want a guarantee of TV appearances. Mm-hmm. Like if he comes in and says, I want a guarantee that I'm going to be on 40 times out of 52 weeks on either SmackDown or Raw, and I'm going to be guaranteed that I'm a 9 out of 12 pay-per-views.
Yeah.
That I have a spot in a match, and if you can guarantee me those things, I don't care about the money, yeah, and put me in there, if that's what he wants, the chance to show it, then that's what he should be looking for.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's the thing to get him, but as far as money and just coming back just to swallow shit some more, then why would he do it?
Yeah, exactly. There's no point to do it. I'm trying to think, what about Trevor Murdoch?
No.
Haven't heard anything from him
in a long time. No, I don't think so.
I'm just trying to think of guys that they're, because, like, the funniest part about all of this is that, like, they're looking for, they're calling guys.
Well, let's go WrestleMania 10 years ago, WrestleMania 22.
Yeah.
And WrestleMania 27. Let's look at the roster.
That's what I was kind of seeing, because they're calling people in that, like, really shitty era.
Well, yeah, but they're coming in to put over other people.
What about the Masterpiece?
Chavo is Masterpiece. The only two people in Global Force Wrestling that they should be really after are Chris Masters and Nick Aldis.
Yeah.
Magnus. Yeah. And I'd be surprised if they don't both come in, and if they don't, then they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So they're not coming in, no.
Magnus brings along, of course, his wife.
Mickey James.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's, you know, that's decent as well.
So Viscera, no.
Why not? Of course. So let's keep let's keep three categories, okay? Let's keep yes, no, dead.
Snitsky.
Okay, so we got two people who are dead.
I could see Snitsky. Wasn't he there recently with TNA like a year ago?
Oh, he's dead.
No.
Oh.
Snitsky. wasn't he part of like this, remember this group that, like, heel?
Oh, shit, yes. Yes. Wasn't it? Who the fuck was it? It was a couple of, like, dickhead, like, castaway losers. Snitsky.
Yeah.
Snitsky. No, I don't see Snitsky coming.
I see Snitsky possibly coming in. Boogeyman?
Yeah, I could see Boogeyman.
What about a guy like Mark Henry, who I'm not sure if he's retired or not, but how badly would they fight to keep someone like him?
No.
Simon Dean?
No.
Rob Conway? Yes.
Yeah.
Funaki, we already know. Matt Stryker? No.
No.
I already mentioned Super Crazy. Eugene?
Yes. Yeah, I could see you. Whoa. They're going to set the tag team scene on fire. Eugene and Freight Train. Oh, that would be fantastic. And they could be managed by Lanny Poffo. Done. This is the best idea I have ever had. And I mean, like, ever. Freight Train and Eugene managed by Lanny Poffo.
So let me see. WrestleMania 27, 5 years ago. Great Khali. Let's see.
No.
Ricardo Rodriguez, Purvis Clay's locked up. Santino Morella.
Which is ironic because he doesn't know how to do a lockup.
Ezekiel Jackson, Wade Barrett, Justin Gabriel. It's really.
Evan Bourne, no.
Yeah. Michelle McCool, Layla, no, Vicky Guerrero, all this.
No, she'll be back on Monday.
Probably, actually. Alice Riley.
Summer of A-Rai, bring him back!
Tyler Rex.
Who?
Tyler Rex.
Fuck, Tyler. Actually, you know what? I could see, when you say maybe not Tyler Rex, but Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins,
yeah. I could see him coming back.
Yeah, I can actually see Kurt Hawkins is among them.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many of these guys still are around.
David Hart Smith, we already talked about. Trent Beretta is not coming back.
No.
JTG, they have apparently contacted. Johnny Curtis, he's we know busy.
Who?
Johnny Curtis.
Isn't it Fandango?
No, that's, isn't that, EC3?
No, that was, Bateman.
Oh, you're right. Derek that is, Bateman. Johnny Curtis is Fandango. Yeah. You're right. My mistake.
Same thing.
My mistake. Yeah. Yeah. Ted DiBiase. Junior?
That's a possibility, actually.
Here's the guy. I understand they've contacted a couple people in ROH. People, like Moose, maybe, we don't know
yeah,
what's
Moose
going on there.
Yeah, Moose is possibly now. It seemed like Moose was almost definite.
And now it's
like,
possible.
And when you read the ROH tapings, it's like, it's literally trying to figure this out. Like, if they beat Moose, he's on his way out, right? But it's like, they beat Moose, and then Moose wins. And then they beat Moose, and then Moose wins. Like, he's 2-2 on the tapings.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't knows? Know. Yeah. Yeah,
Who about Roddy?
Roddy?
Strong.
I think there's a good chance he's going to NXT.
Yeah.
I think that's a strong chance.
I think that'd be good.
Not guaranteed, but I think that's very likely.
It's a great spot for
him. The guy that I see them really going after in ROH that I'm not sure what his contract status is, but I think that they can bring back, and I think they will, is Matt Sydal. Evan Bourne.
You think Evan Bourne?
Yeah, I think so, because he's worked for them. Like, when I look at people in ROH, a lot of them, I think they'd want to go to NXT, or they don't want to, and they need people on the main roster. And he's like one of the few guys I look at that I think you can put right away onto the main roster. And he's probably one of the 10 best wrestlers in the world. He's fucking great.
How many ROH? Yeah, but they also got the New Japan stuff, and that's why I said no, because he's with Ricochet as a super high flyer.
Yeah, but we don't know what's going on with Ricochet.
Well, Ricochet is kind of fucked, though, because, and I guess we're going to find out in the next day or so here.
With his tapings,
today is the tapings, because he's got a, but the fucked up part with Ricochet, with Prince Puma, is that his deal is such where he has to wait 6 months after the show airs.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
well,
you're looking at like a year from now.
I don't know that's the case or not. Like they say that's the case, but I don't know legally if they can afford that.
Well, exactly. My first thought of that was, that seems like the Brock Lesnar case,
exactly. Right? I don't think that they can enforce that. And I don't think they'd have the money to, either, go to court and enforce that.
No, exactly.
Again, the problem is, though, if they're offering him $300,000, and then he has his independent money, and he has his New Japan money, and he has his merchandise and all that shit, it's like, to WWE to get him is probably $500,000. Just to match what he, you know?
To match what he has, yeah.
And that's a lot. And that's not what they're looking to do.
Wow.
So.
How much does his heart go thump, thump, thump?
That's the question, isn't
right?
it?
Right?
Like, that's really it.
How much
interest do they have in his girlfriend, Tessa Blanchard, as well? Yeah. And how much. And
Tessa
how much,
Blanchard, baby.
And how much does he want to, you know, I mean, his best friend and roommate is Apollo Crews.
Right.
So. Like, but it's really a weird thing. Like, I know he'll end up in the WWE someday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it happening anytime soon, though. I really don't. I just think financially it doesn't make sense for him.
Yeah.
You know?
But, no, I mean, I get it. It's sometimes too, you gotta remember, part of it is, if you really want to kind of stay away from your own bookings and all this stuff, like if you just want to maybe make it simple and get that opportunity, as I said, I don't know that that's now, but I mean, it's going to come a time where he's sick of.
He will eventually. Himself, he will. Right? Well, but again, it won't hurt him to stay away for a long
time. Oh no!
Like, look at AJ.
Actually,
like AJ.
When you say it won't hurt him,
no,
it will help him.
Yeah, like AJ is a perfect example of a guy who. The longer he stayed away, the more people heard about him and wanted him there.
Yeah.
And it'll be the same thing with Ricochet. It'll kind of be that thing where it's like, when he finally does come, it's like, fuck, finally, Ricochet!
You know? Exactly.
So, yeah.
Rubik's!
I wonder about some of those guys like, Jack Evans and guys like that.
Do
you think they've contacted Teddy Hart? Seriously.
Maybe.
Fuck.
Maybe. I don't know. The thing is, It's possible, actually, because, like, who's in charge of that?
I don't know.
Hunter.
Hunter.
Right?
Yeah.
If Hunter knows anything, if Hunter knows anything, it's about being a fuck up and trying to redeem yourself. Right?
That's
He's
true.
Seen his whole crew do it.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
So if anybody's gonna give this guy a 97th chance, it's gonna be Hunter.
Shawn Michaels, Shawn Waltman, that's Bach, yeah. Scott
Hall, Kevin yeah. Ash, I mean.
Even, yeah. Not so much Ash, but the other three.
PJ,
That's true. That's true.
I wonder if Justin Credible got the call.
That's possible. Jerry Lynn?
I don't think Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn was old. That was his gimmick. He was old then.
That's true. I don't see him. But he was on the ROH TV recently. Like, it wasn't wrestling anymore. He looked different. He's cut his hair and shit.
Yeah.
What about RVD for sure? They contacted RVD. But again, RVD would be the same thing. It's like, make it worth my time. Like a lot of these guys, wouldn't come cheap. And so if you need one or two of them, it's fine. You need this many.
And Rob Van, I see the call being made. With Rob Van Dam, I don't know, how much his divorce is costing.
I don't know.
You know, that would be, to me, the only thing that would maybe have him come back. So he's a guy that would come back for that year, get the cachet of WWF television again, and then go do some indie stuff, right?
Yeah, I can
see
that.
That would be the guy that's making $750 for being Rob Van Dam turns into $1,500 for being Rob Van Dam.
Orlando Jordan.
Oh, how do you make Darren Young great again?
That's funny.
Oh my goodness. What about Doug and Danny?
The Bashams?
I'm just trying to go to the cabinet.
I can see that. You know. Well, they're going with Rob Conway.
Yeah. It's all that same, you know, Eugene we talked about, right? That
Ohio Valley. What's his name? Rene Dupree, if he hadn't opened up his mouth about 2 months ago, probably would have gotten called.
Yeah.
And now he opened up his mouth, said all this stupid shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's lots of possibilities. I don't know. I mean, I guess you gotta have these guys to come in and put people over. But, I don't know. I watched that,
Melina as a woman, Beth.
Well, Johnny Nitro.
Well, it depends on his Lucha Underground contract, and again, it also depends on what are they going to offer. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's somebody I would, if I'm them. It's like you have lists of like if you it's like Orlando Jordan and Johnny Nitro. You're willing to offer Orlando Jordan a lot less.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to go after him as hard. Johnny Nitro, though, or John Morrison, or whatever his name
is. Yeah, whatever you want to call him.
John, you know, Mundo. Him, you're going to be like, okay, we want him bad. He can actually add something to the product. He can be mid-card to upper mid-card. He can put an IC belt on him. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll move some merchandise. He's athletic. He's good-looking.
He can have a match with Sami Zayn.
Yeah, exactly. And so we can, like, you're willing to offer him a better spot and more money.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Hardys, obviously, and Ray, those are both difficult.
Yeah. Brother Nero.
Paul Burchill?
I haven't heard anything about him in ages.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, so. Charlie Haas, we mentioned Chuck Benjamin, who I think is very likely, so. I don't know about Haas, though, I don't think so. Hurricane Helms, I don't think so.
You know what? I don't know about Haas. Maybe.
Is it possible?
Can you imagine Haas and Benjamin against American Alpha?
Fuck. Book it.
Yeah. So.
Book it.
Book the fucking shit, man.
That's true. Great Khali?
No. Fuck no.
Ezekiel Jackson. Did I mention him before?
I think you did, but he's, what is his name? Big Rick?
Yeah. So I don't know if he's still there or not. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Tommy Dreamer.
Him. Well, Tommy Dreamer's basically already.
Rhino. I think
Rhino just came back, right?
Yeah.
Rhino's already there.
Yeah, I think Rhino. But that was short term, but I think now he's
back. No, he's back again.
Is he?
NXT tapings. You haven't heard of the NXT
No, I don't want the spoilers, actually.
Oh, because I was going to talk about those. Oh,
okay, give me the spoilers.
Okay, so.
I know Finn lost to Nakamura.
We'll get into that.
Mike Knox.
The Knox. You put your hand away.
The Knox, yeah.
The Knox. Isn't he just in TNA? Was he doing the circus thing?
That was, I think, didn't like 18 months ago.
Didn't he start that circus, Knox?
Yeah, but that's like a while ago.
And then he was gone.
The menagerie.
And it was, yeah, the menagerie. It was Crazy Steve.
Yeah. So I'm looking at some of the women that they could possibly bring back, because they have to...
We said Mickie James already.
Mickie James,
Victoria.
Yeah. Yeah, Victoria would have to be. Jillian Hall. Eve Torres, that seems very unlikely.
Yeah, that was...
Tiffany seems unlikely because she's found religion.
Who?
Tiffany. She was...
Oh, Karen Terrell.
She's found religion, and therefore... wrestling is now kind of against her. Who else though?
You know who they should get? It'd be hilarious.
Kaylee Lee Burchill?
No, Gail Kim.
I don't think they can, but I think
they can.
Maybe they can.
And that they would should.
Well, they definitely should.
They should. That'd just be hilarious.
Yeah.
Lewis inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame.
Fuck TNA. Just go out of business!
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people there who would go to WWE and do well, and I'd like to see them do well.
Yes.
And those who don't, well, they can fuck them.
Fuck them. Yeah. Don't motherfucking need them?
Yeah. Don't motherfucking want them. All right, what else you got there? You got to talk about NXT? Then?
Let's talk about the NXT, because we want to know what's going to happen at the NXT. And you see, the thing is there's a lot of what happens at the NXT kind of spills over to this July 19th that we've been talking about. So it's all interconnected. So then we go into NXT now. First off, should say Shinsuke. Watch that. What's next for Finn Balor?
Well, Shinsuke is against Samoa Joe. Takeover.
So you look at that whole promo when he comes out and he goes, "What's next for Finn?" And people chanting, "You know, Bullet Club, Bullet," yeah. Yeah. Too sweet. And he's just having a great time.
Yep.
And then, what's next for Finn Balor? And then Nakamura's music plays, and he comes out, and Nakamura gives a promo.
Saying, I have to beat you.
Yes, you're the icon, and for me to be the champion, I have to beat.
Yeah.
And then, I have to beat, and then the crowd goes, oh, you. It was great.
Yeah, of course it's great. He's great.
Well, he's great. The crowd was great. The whole presentation was great.
Crowd's going nuts. Yeah,
and it was awesome. And so now you've got they taped it to the Shinsuke Nakamura against the Finn Balor match, and Nakamura wins. So he's going on to NXT Brooklyn 2 against Samoa Joe, which is going to be the match of the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to watch SummerSlam, but fuck, do I need to watch Takeover?
Yeah, again. I didn't need to watch WrestleMania. I need to see Nakamura and Sami Zayn. Now, this is it. We're talking about match of the year, and we said nothing's going to top Zayn and Nakamura. Well, now you have Samoa Joe and Nakamura, so you've got potential there.
Yeah.
It's at a bigger stage, a bigger scale, because it's for the championship, and it's just the championship that means something.
Unfortunately, since then, AJ's had three or four matches that might have topped it, too.
I don't know that he's topped it, but I know what you mean.
The match of the year so far is AJ versus Nakamura at the Tokyo Dome, to me. And that's not even,
And that's not even there. But the, what happened with these spoilers here is, as you mentioned.
Fast forward 15 seconds if you guys don't want to hear them.
Yeah. What? Nakamura beats Finn Balor, right?
Yeah.
Finn's on his way up, and then he's coming up around. So he's coming up. So that's playing.
Awesome.
That's playing, and we're finally going to see him come up. But don't know quite how he's coming up.
I suspect it has something to do with the draft.
When
will this air?
That's a good question. I don't know when these things are set to air. Let me just see if I can find.
Because if it happens before the draft, that says to me,
You know where NXT was live last night?
Where?
In Cocoa Beach, Florida. So I wonder if Rick the Model Martel was
there. Must have been.
Because that's where he's from.
There's somebody that could call back.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Him and Marty Jannetty?
Marty Jannetty, yes. Marty Jannetty has a 3,000% chance of coming back.
Buff Bagwell?
Well, no.
No, Marty Jannetty, or as they call him on MLW, Party Jannetty.
Party Jannetty.
Ty Dillinger's got to be coming out.
It doesn't. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know. It seems that way. I don't see. They don't have dates as to when these are airing, but
so they could do it whenever.
Well, I think they're going to come in order, but
American Alpha we know are coming out.
American Alpha lost to the Revival in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah.
Then they put over the Authors of Pain.
Yeah, so that's it.
They're on their way up for sure. Those are the two things that they put up. I love Austin Aries turning heel or continuing heel on No Way Jose.
Yeah.
When you danced with him or whatever, and then he turned around and clotheslined him, and just the look on his face, I'm like, this is a fantastic heel.
But I guarantee, do you think that's going to happen at Brooklyn, or do you think it's going to happen before with the...
What's that?
In the Austin Aries and No Way Jose?
I think that'll be Brooklyn, because they haven't...
I guarantee you the crowd's going to be shitting on No Way Jose and cheering Austin Aries.
But he's awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then I don't know,
I mean, he's not good enough to be on Tough Enough.
No.
But he's...
Well, Tough Enough is a big deal. Not like this NXT thing.
Yeah.
So that seems to be what we got out of,
He is a star.
That is what we got out of the NXT. The next set of NXT tapings is really, seems like, Finn Balor and American Alpha are the ones that are on their way up for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, as I said, that, but the fact that they're asking old guys to come back tells me that there aren't going to be a lot of NXT guys coming up.
Not a lot, no. But they should. There's the big, what, 4 or 5, 6? There's the big 6, I think, down there that should be up. And we talked about two of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finn and...
Finn and American Alpha.
American Alpha.
But Samoa Joe,
Nakamura, Bayley, and Asuka.
Yeah.
Those are the, those are like your big 6 that should be up.
The other 4 are coming.
Yeah, well, how would you debut Bayley? And who knows, like, I know they have to do this Sasha Banks Charlotte thing now. And who knows how long they're gonna wait on this, but, like, I don't even know at this point how you debut
her. I don't know either, because the way that she happened was so organically, like, I was watching, I don't remember what it was that I was watching, or why I was watching something. It was an old NXT that was on, and it was Bailey and in the back was talking to Dusty. Oh, maybe it was on the Dusty Rhodes Collection thing. And it was Dusty and then Charlotte and Rick.
Yes, I remember that.
But that was, Bailey was just like this kind of
fangirl.
Learning to wrestle. I'll give you a match. I'll do this. Like, yeah. Going and
so
hugging
happy
everybody.
Just to be there.
Just happy to be there. And then it evolved from there. So now you can't really, I mean, can you go back to that starstruck now? I'm happy to be on the main stage. That might be the only way you could try to do it.
Maybe, but at this point, I think she's too well known for it to work like that. So I don't know, but again, it's like, but yeah.
But I think she has to be, she could go back and revert back to being happy to now be from NXT to the WWE.
But you know what, as the girl who's like happy and kind of gets taken advantage of, in some way that's Becky Lynch's gimmick.
Well, yeah, everybody turns on her.
and she's the naive one, right?
The thing with Bailey, she doesn't have to be naive. She just has to be happy to be here. But the thing that hurts Bailey a little bit is that, like, she's basically wrestled all these people.
I know.
She's wrestled pretty much everybody that there is.
But then again, that's not hurting, like, the anticipation for Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. We saw them wrestle each other 413 times.
Well, yes.
And that's not hurting that.
No, that's very true. That it's not necessarily going to hurt it, but it is going to take away from the
I'm playing ice.
Two and ice, eh?
Uh-huh.
Fruit fresh. You're stupid fresh.
Oh, so, fuck that cold.
The ice? Oh, shit. Guys. Okay. If you're listening to this podcast right now, ice, cold.
Hurt my teeth.
Uh-huh. Mo has teeth.
Ow.
Ice cold, Mo teeth. Everybody getting out of this? Getting the same thing out of this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everybody's getting all...
Did you hear about, speaking of that, did you hear Rampage Jackson's post-fight speech?
No.
He didn't have a very good fight. He won. In Bellator, but he didn't have a very good fight.
I heard.
So, in his post-fight speech, he opens up going, well, this is the oldest I've ever been in a fight.
The oldest? Now, but, like, is he sure?
I don't He might be the stupidest man in America. And America has Donald Trump. So, this is a hell of a feat. Yeah. This is the oldest I've ever been in a fight. Mm. Right now, this very second, is the oldest I've ever been.
On a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now this very second...
Yes.
It's the oldest I've ever been.
This very second is also the most expanded your testicles have ever been.
Oh, doc, drop. They dropped. They didn't expand. They dropped.
Your testicles have expanded.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I have black offs.
What you said.
Episode one, folks.
Episode one.
Minute one.
Braided it.
Episode one, minute one. Go back and listen to the best of.
This is how Mo introduces himself to the world. Oh, fuck. So... Cruiserweight, motherfucking classic.
Uh-huh. Now, here I really have avoided spoilers, so I don't
want to
know.
Oh, no, no? You want me to tell you about them?
No.
Okay. So.
I want
to
watch it.
I will tell you, though, what you need to watch. Have you watched anything yet on the Cruiserweight Classic?
No.
Okay. So, the Cruiserweight Classic, called
by... Not till next weekend, probably.
Called by Mauro Ranallo.
I do know that.
And Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, which is probably going to lead to Daniel Bryan wanting to get back into the business.
Yes.
Which is awful.
Yes. And he, they have the parade, they call it.
Okay.
The opening ceremony. It's available on WWE.com. Just watch it.
On WWE.com, not the network?
Not the network. Okay. It's on WWE.com. Huh. It's...
I don't know how to reach that.
Yeah. It's a unless video, it's about a 12-minute video.
Okay.
Where they just bring everybody in the ring.
Alright.
One at a time. Mm-hmm. And they say, like, representing, you know, Japan. Yeah. Kota Ibushi.
Brazil. But that guy left.
He does a pause or whatever, right? And so they have all these representing, and then Mauro or Daniel Bryan tell a little fact about it. Hmm. Like, this, I'm really excited about Kota Ibushi. No one I've been in the ring with has ever kicked me harder, he says. Mm-hmm. You know, just things like that. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Bryan's, and it's funny because when they showed them at the announce booth or whatever to welcome us all to this thing, and Daniel Bryan's going, yeah, this is right in my wheelhouse. I love this. And he's like, Daniel Bryan, USA. Mauro Ranallo. Canada.
Hilarious.
But they had the whole thing, and it brought them in one at a time.
So I'm going to have some more ice.
Yeah, all 32 guys. They put them all through, and it just give you a look. That's how I know, like Brian Kendrick's got an awesome look, right? Like, I haven't seen him in ages, so it's like, okay, so that's a good look. And then they also announced that next 2 weeks, I guess it is, two Wednesdays, the following NXT, July the 6th, following NXT, it's going to be a show with Daniel Bryan, Mo Ranallo, and Corey Graves called Bracketology, where they're going to break down in more detail all 32 guys to do like an intro to all these guys, little personality profiles, say on 2-minute profiles on each one of the guys.
So what type of thing we've been calling for on Raw?
Yes, exactly. And then, the following week on the 13th, after NXT, will be the debut of round one, which they've already taped.
Yes.
So then they
Give me the spoilers, fuck it.
Alright.
Not to you, actually.
It doesn't really matter, to be on the side.
Enjoy it, just watch it.
There's no upsets.
No.
Like, so I don't even to go through the things. There's nobody, I mean, the people you expect to win are winning.
Yeah.
Right?
So. I'm thinking by the time this gets down to, like, the last eight, it'll be fucking great.
Yeah. And so that's really what they've said, is that there's some guys that just didn't belong there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some guy and the people that do belong there are there. So, yeah, when it gets down to eight and four, it's going to be great, you know. And then in September, I think, is when the... so it sounds like there'll be 2 to 3 matches in a 1-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will go until, I think it's September 15th or something.
It's taking forever. Yeah. Now, that I kind of hate. Now, one of the big problems is, what if somebody gets hurt before one of those big tapings? That would suck. And that could very well happen.
Well, I wonder, but are they allowed to work?
I don't know.
And they
depends
have
on how much they get hurt.
They have alternates.
Yeah,
But yeah, that's. It sounds like it's going to be really exciting. It's kicked off already, so you know that's it. I was trying to find the.
Now Vince McMahon he high fived Ibushi did.
Yes,
you think that's because Vince McMahon was asking him to get his groceries?
It could be, or his pool cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
That might be what it is. His pool cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. And Nakamura was just like, is that guy getting my car? Or Bushi's like going, yeah, give me my car, bitch. Because he had no idea who it is. So, but that leads us to the new pay-per-view schedule.
Yes.
For the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's my reaction.
I know.
I don't
know. I'm probably going to pick one brand. Actually, no, I'm not going to pick one brand. Here's exactly how I'm going to be watching wrestling in the rest of 2016 and 2017.
And beyond.
For however long this brand split lasts, which won't be forever. Correct. It's going to fuck it up, and this is not going to work. Okay, and I've said this before. I don't believe this will work.
What?
But here's how I will watch it. I will watch when Raw has a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. I'll watch the Go Home Raw, and I'll watch the post pay-per-view Raw.
Okay.
And I won't watch SmackDown those 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then I'll watch the pre pay-per-view SmackDown.
Okay.
And the post pay-per-view SmackDown, and I won't watch Raw those 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because I'll get everything I need to get. Leading into it, and all the angle leading out of it.
Right.
And everything for the next pay-per-view leading into it, and by doing that, and I won't watch more wrestling, and I don't know if I'll be the only one doing that pattern, but I suspect I won't be. But, I mean, this isn't going to do anything, I don't believe, for ratings long-term, so, but that's how I'll be doing it, because I fucking can't stand that much wrestling. I certainly can't stand sitting there, 2 days two times a month watching 8 hours of wrestling fucking or longer considering how these pay-per-views have gone.
Oh, God.
You know, 9 hours, 9.5, 10 hours of wrestling in like 3 days.
Just to get warmed up.
Like, I can't do it.
No, I can't do that.
Well, you can.
No,
not of current wrestling, you can't, actually.
No. And live.
Not anything. Current wrestling,
like, yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Like, it's hard enough just to watch Raw live, let alone watch SmackDown live, too. It's like, Jesus, fuck.
Fuck.
But we've got
Jesus,
we've got the butthole ground. And then we've got SummerSlam.
Lee, do you think you'll be watching in the same pattern? Because it would make it easy for recording the show.
Well, I don't know.
I don't even know if I'll watch the pay-per-views. I'll just watch the pay-per-view.
Well, I mean,
Raw and the SmackDown.
The thing is that we do the shows on Sunday.
I know.
So the pay-per-views become relatively easy to watch.
I suppose, right? I suppose.
But it's recording a show, you know, at 10 o'clock at night.
I know.
It doesn't become so easy sometimes. No. If they're going to go
for it. It would have to be us recording and then doing like something that we add on after the show that's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like a review.
And we might have to do that.
Too. Yeah.
But I do think...
Twice a month.
The nice part about this whole new pay-per-view schedule, though, is the return of Joey Styles.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, Backlash.
Backlash!
Backlash? What are you talking about? He's not good enough to call Backlash. Remember?
You know what?
WrestleMania understood, but I'm not good enough for Backlash.
Is there some sort of, we'll call it maybe an irony, or a hidden message? The return of Backlash? You know when the return of Backlash is?
No.
September 11th.
I don't know. Whatever.
Which means, we haven't talked about, have they called Akeem?
Never forget.
But that happens on 9/11.
Yeah.
Which happens...
Not the headbangers.
Probably. Probably. 9/11 is what? How many weeks after the 21st
Stasiak?
meat?
Planet Stasiak.
Planet Stasiak. Jesus cock fuck. What I do think that Hurricane's got a shot.
Hey, he's in TNA. I don't know. I think he's like a manager or something like that. Though
is he?
Yeah, like
I don't know.
I don't know. Fuck. I don't watch TNA.
Yeah, I was going to say
ROH though is great, and their last pay per view here is best in the world. Fan freaking tastic. Fantastic.
I understand Charlotte saw that show twice. Breast and wool. She may have had some surgery.
No kidding.
No kidding.
She had surgery before she got in. She's had surgery since. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got in. Yeah. So 9/11.
This last week's Ring of Honor, though, is Woman of Honor. The Saturday show?
No.
Woman of Honor. Mandy Leon.
I know her.
He's also had breath in,
what?
In the world.
You think so?
I think so.
Anyways, doesn't matter, though. She's much better working than 99% already of WWE's people. She had this great match against this girl. I can't remember her name. I think it was like the She-Wolf or something like that, that she had an actual name. Native American heritage. Tatanka. No. But she's beautiful and a great man. This awesome match.
Tatanka.
And I'm watching this and I'm like, these two are good enough to be in WWE. Most of the rest of them are like Vera Scott and these ones. They're like better wrestling than you see in WWE's most of their women. Vita Scott and most of these ones. The better wrestling, but like they don't have that look and you're like, it's interesting. But yeah.
Tatanka.
But yeah, Best in the World was a great pay-per-view. Go buy the replay. The Steve Corino, PJ Whitner. What's hilarious is they have this bloodbath going, literally like a bloodbath.
Yes.
And it's great because you don't see it often. And it's like you have one bloodbath in the show, it stands out. Yes. Right? Like they don't have bloodbath after bloodbath that TNA was doing for a little while. They're trying to get some momentum.
But then they had that guy sitting in the throne at the top of the ramp.
Yeah.
Sullivan!
Yeah. Well, they did have Sullivan show up, but it was well done. No. It was well done.
You can't say they had Kevin Sullivan show up and then say it was well done.
It was. How about those guys? Can they call those guys?
Kevin Sullivan?
Are they going to get Timothy Wells? Kevin Dunn? Is it Kevin Dunn? Close
enough. Stephen Dunn.
Same thing.
Of course.
They're dead now? Yeah. Well, you said that was a category.
Yeah, it's a category. So far, Viscera and Well Done.
The two big names that we considered.
Damn it.
But yeah, no.
It was
hilarious, though, because they're having this blood match. And there's a point where Karina lifts up the chair to go hit him in the head, and he stops. And it's like, even that in a bloodbath, they're not doing anymore, which is... Like, I saw it in the last, the Dominion show in Japan. They had several headshots, and I was like, that with chairs and shit like that. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And even in ROH, I've seen it when guys like Jay Briscoe do it in main events and stuff like that over the last couple of years. You don't see it often, but you did see it. I'm like, it was good that they actually didn't go that one spot. So anyways.
I was going to ask you, too, for this, because I meant to ask you earlier. Do you think they, like, they're talking about, I love how they have all these old general managers coming back.
Yeah, I hate it.
Well, yeah, no, I know, I hate it too. I would say I love it, but what I love about it is they got all these old fuckers coming back.
Yeah,
and then
they're all a bunch of incompetent fucks.
Well, no, but then and
that's
then
great.
No, but then Shane is like, I'm going to be running this show.
Yeah, and the other show.
Yeah,
I'm going to run them both.
Yeah, and there's no like because it gets to the point. Like, do you think they're going to have general managers for these shows? Or is this going to be a Shane and Stephanie thing? Or is Shane and Stephanie going to be in charge and then they're going to have general managers? So they're going to have, like, middle management. Like.
I've got a lot of ice in my mouth, I guess. Why did you mean your opinion?
You got some in your ice hole there.
Give me your opinion.
It seems to me that that's what they were doing, is that they're in one way they're pushing the general manager, and then in the other way they're like, no, we're not going to have a general manager. So I don't get it. I really don't care. B, I don't know what the answer is going to be. Because if the answer is to bring back general managers, we talk about, like, can Kurt Angle be a general manager, right? Can this person be a general manager? Well, are they even going to fucking have general managers? Because I think if you have a general manager, who are you bringing back? Because it's got to be someone that is not a wrestler.
Right? No, good.
That was good ice.
Good ice. Tasted good.
Good ice.
Fucking cold, though.
Fuck. Stone cold?
Yeah.
Stone cold. So what do you think?
They have general I think they're actually going to have general managers I think they'll have Stephanie and she'll assign a general manager. And then she'll always be there, like, judging them.
Yes.
And same with Steph, or with Shane. Yeah.
So who do you think the general manager then of Raw will be?
I could see it being Daniel Bryan.
Okay. Yeah.
No, actually, Daniel Bryan's more likely with Shane, I think, maybe. With Stephanie, I don't know.
Well, if that was Shane, would get Raw, I would think.
Yeah, okay.
And then who would be the general manager of SmackDown? Because I already know who the general manager of SmackDown is going to be.
I don't know. Christian?
No.
Like,
well, no, it's not on that network. No. But no, I think the I think your general manager of SmackDown is the greatest professional athlete in the world today.
Christian,
yes. I think that's your return of Hulk Hogan.
Or I could see them go with the celebrity, yeah. Seth Green type.
No, you're a celebrity.
Hulk Hogan's not coming back anytime. He's coming back, but not for this. I don't think
this sets the stage for Hogan to come back.
I don't think the Gawker shit's quite done yet. And I don't think until that's done in the rearview mirror
a little bit. I think the Gawker shit is done in terms of Hogan the villain. I think Hogan's the babyface of Gawker. And so I think he came out of this the babyface. So I think that's why he's coming back.
No. I think it's going to be Vader.
Vader. And then Will Ospreay can be the general manager of Raw.
That'll be awesome.
And then they can lead to a WrestleMania match.
That'll be great.
Yeah. No, Hogan and Daniel Bryan. I think those are two good...
But I do think we're going to see, because they brought it up too much. It's
retarded, though. Yeah. When you actually think about it, it's like I said, you have middle management now. But Vince on top, and then it's... So Shane and Stephanie have to report to Vince and on TV.
Yeah.
And then these general managers have to report to Shane. Stephanie have to report to Vince on TV. It's like, it's...
But here's the...
It's an extra layer of bullshit.
As we're talking about the general managers, and we're talking... This is one of the reasons why I don't think it's going to work. You're going to have... Both shows will have the same director. Both shows will have the same... Like, they'll have different writing crew, but you have the same director, you'll have the same crew working them. So they'll look the same still. You're going to have...
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dunn is going to be directing and all this and that, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have these same structures of a general manager and the person in charge, and then they all answer to Shane or to Vince, like you said. It's like they're calling back all these people. They're setting up this stuff, but you know they haven't really decided with the general manager. They might not go that direction. Sure. They might do no general manager. They're calling all these people. Like you have a sense that they don't have a plan yet. They're fucking trying to put it together still.
Yeah.
And we're now the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
We're getting there 3 weeks, you know?
Tick-tock.
With the clock. And they still don't know what they're doing. There's no question that they're scrambling, haven't decided on things yet, don't know what they're doing. Something like this, you should know what you're doing 4 months before you do it. Mm-hmm. Before you even announce it. You should have it locked down.
Locked down.
Yeah.
That's why I thought that the, really, if you're going to hold the brand extension, like, it really should have been for the new fall season. If we could do it for the new fall season.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's...
Well, I guess SmackDown ratings up now. And you can't do it, certainly. You can't do it with good wrestling and good booking.
Fuck no.
You gotta have a gimmick. You gotta hot shot that brand. But like I say, you're asking people to watch too much wrestling.
The thing with Kevin Dunn...
They won't. One or the other.
Whoever...
Especially since they're gonna be competing brands. They are gonna be presented... Like, even in real life, they want them to compete.
But what you're talking about, Dunn is going to be producing both of them. And so now what they have to do is switch. Or they have to lobby him, essentially what they're going to have to do. Which is why whoever gets Daniel Bryan as the general manager has the advantage. Because Daniel Bryan's dad used to work for a lumber yard. Mm-hmm. So they have access to wood. That they are able to offer. Kevin Dunn.
I thought that was Bryan's work.
As graft.
I thought that was Brian Gewirtz. It was Bucky Beaver.
No, it's Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn?
No. Brian Gewirtz is a douche.
Oh. he was on Chris Jericho's podcast a couple weeks ago. I didn't listen.
No, he did. But yeah, so the new pay-per-view schedule. We talked about 9/11 and the return of Akeem to Backlash.
Yeah.
Backlash. And that's a SmackDown show.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a Clash of the Champions.
Mm-hmm.
WCW Clash of the Champions returns.
That's a Raw show.
Raw show in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend, Steve.
Replacing?
Would be there.
Probably. Replacing Night of the Champions.
Night of the Champions, because as you so aptly pointed out, not all the titles will be defended.
2 weeks later, yeah.
So we talked about that even when it first came out.
Here we go. Battleground, and then SummerSlam is in 4 weeks. And then Backlash is 3 weeks after.
3 weeks away.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks.
Is a Clash of the
Champions.
3 weeks. Well, no, I don't
3 weeks.
Is that 3 weeks or 2 weeks?
I think that's 2 weeks. What? No Mercy to Hell in a Cell is 3 weeks. No Mercy. Hell in a Cell to Survivor Series is 3 weeks.
No, but Clash of the Champions to No Mercy is 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
And then the Heck in the Sack. Is 3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks, yeah. And then 3 weeks, and then two weeks, and 2 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks.
It's too fucking much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I hate them.
So we're talking about, let's say, from the month of September to the end of the year, 3 months, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 shows.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 7, 12.
7 pay-per-views in addition to Raw and SmackDown. That's too much. I can't do it.
No, I can't. I won't. I won't. I can't! I just can't do it!
I can't. I won't.
Fuck.
Like, really? Like, when you say fuck, you've never meant it more.
It's true.
Do right now.
One of the reasons why I would like Russell is because it was once a week I had 2 hours to just sit there and enjoy it.
Because now I look at, like, well, here, look, and let's break this down even more. Like,
it shouldn't feel like a chore!
And I would like a whore.
Ramen?
But you're just way too poor.
And when I sleep, I snore.
So you got kicked out the door.
Now I'm trying to score. I think this is a bore.
But, like, if we look at, like,
what the fuck is a backlash?
A clash? Right?
Backlash? Like, really, like, When you look at it, Backlash might have the cachet, the first, because it's the first brand only.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna go with that, right? Fine. The Clash of the fucking Champions is the return of the Clash of the Champions. So if you're gonna do that, and what was, maybe you could have a Thunderdome. Maybe you could have a fucking, War Games, right?
If you do War Games, that'd be great.
But then 2 weeks later, you have No Mercy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a No Mercy?
I don't know.
Like, who gives a fuck?
But right? You still have Hell in a Cell, which means you still have to put that forced in when it's not part of the, when it's not organic to a storyline necessarily. You have to force that into a match.
That's right.
And you still have TLC, but that's just gonna be in SmackDown. And
but then, okay, then you get the Survivor Series. Fine. It's a dual thing. It's in Toronto this year, so maybe you go. And
okay.
And then
let's go.
And then we got TLC. Fine, SmackDown only again.
Yeah.
And then Roadblock, right? The much heralded return of Roadblock here.
Wasn't Roadblock last time in fucking right before WrestleMania?
Yeah, it was in Toronto. It was like the Dean Ambrose Triple H match, the house show.
They have a Roadblock on the way to WrestleMania. Yeah. Yeah.
On the road to WrestleMania,
It
was a fast lane, and now it's a roadblock.
What about, what was the one they used to do, New Year's Revolution?
Yeah, New Year's Revolution. There was,
Over the Edge or something like that?
Yeah, there was Over, well, they won't do that.
Capital. Anymore. Capital.
We'll do Over the Edge. Anymore.
Capital Punishment or Capital Carnage?
Well, they only did one of those, I think. Capital Carnage.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, now they got to bring these whole fucking back. They're
fully loaded?
Yeah, right? Fully loaded.
Think of all these in your house, fully loaded. In your house, it's time.
Yeah.
Rock bottom. But I mean, you, I don't know, what was, wasn't, Hell in the Cell, or no, what about the Elimination Chamber? There was no Chamber this year. In all of this, because Chamber was with Kevin Owens last year.
It was the last Chamber match, yeah.
It was May.
Yeah.
Right? So there's no Chamber yet.
So now we know what's going on in No Mercy.
Well, you know what, though? But then, again, well,
but wasn't that was a New Year's Revolution gimmick, wasn't it, in the past? First couple of them were?
No, it started at Survivor Series. And then there was one at the SummerSlam. Yeah. And then it was a, New Year's Revolution thing after
for, like,
that.
2-3 years.
A couple of years. And then they moved it to the see, and if they're going to do a brand split again, then that's what you do. Whoever wins the Royal Rumble, again, the alternate brands, they go into the Chamber for it. But then, again, that's going to be very easy to figure out because it's like, oh, well, it's a Raw pay-per-view this year, so SmackDown guys winning the Rumble.
Yeah.
And they don't like that. They want to make it overly complicated. So
what you have to do is you have to do the pay-per-view right before, whatever they call it. And Russell, you have to go January. You have to go Royal Rumble, whatever the pay-per-view is in February and March, say that's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You have to have all three of those be dual brand. That's the only way it works then. If you do it that way. If you bring back the Elimination Chamber and do that.
That's true.
And then it works.
And then it can work. And you still have, you could still have an extra, say, Raw pay-per-view in January and an extra SmackDown pay-per-view in February if they want to do two a month.
if they have their hearts fucking set on whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, as much as I'm saying this is too much for me, and I don't think this will be good for TV ratings, because I think it'll burn them out.
Yeah.
And I think people will choose to watch these now more than television. And I think, and they, I don't think people will be watching both shows. I don't think they can. So, all this stuff. I think it'll be bad for TV ratings. I'm not sure, though, that it'll be bad for network subscriptions.
Not necessarily. No, exactly, right? It could be good for network subscriptions. But, I mean, again, I look at some of these things. Like, I just look at, like, No Mercy. Like No Mercy, a roadblock, again. Like, you've really lined up what your B-shows are. You know,
yeah.
Already I could tell you what they are. Because yeah. It's like, you know, what's a No Mercy?
Who gives a shit about yeah, Backlash like, and Clash? And
great, I can't wait to see Kane's mask on a poster again for No Mercy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and again, you get your Fully Loaded.
Yeah. So maybe it won't do anything because people will sit there going, oh, Roadblock will be missable.
Exactly. But yeah. But no, but if Roadblock is missable, do I want to watch TLC? So then I get the subscription for the month.
Yes.
Totally. Right? So it's all...
The demand thing does change things. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I watched this last pay-per-view on demand when I wanted to because I couldn't watch it live.
So yeah, I couldn't watch it live, thing, right? So I watched it exactly.
And that does, it does, yeah.
I watched, yeah, I think I ended up watching when I got home, and,
Yeah, I started at, like, 8 or 8:30 or something.
Yeah, just a little bit later than I normally do.
But still, it's just, you know, convenient.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. This will test me.
And if it tests you, it tests everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can watch a lot of fucking wrestling.
Yeah, but not
necessarily this wrestling.
Not new wrestling. That's the thing. It's a quote Howard Finkel. I cannot watch any new wrestling.
Yes.
Dude, speaking of old wrestling, do you know what happened 20 years ago?
I did, and I can forget now.
Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Yeah. Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass.
Yeah.
That was 20 goddamn years ago.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was a long time ago. And now it's like, I mean, I look at it now and it's like, you know what, and it's funny because you know what I think the perfect amount, we're talking about new wrestling, and watching new wrestling, it's NXT.
It is. NXT and ROH for me are...
NXT, yeah. They're an hour.
Yeah.
They build to, you know, a takeover. You know, yeah. 5 takeovers a year, whatever it is, yeah. Right? It's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. Oh, you know it's not beautiful. You sound like a trombone there. Fucking Wyatt's the New Day.
Holy shit.
No. Like, way to build the Wyatts back up.
Yeah.
Hey, the Wyatts are here.
Yeah.
Hi, Wyatts.
Welcome back. Hey, we're going to put you against those baby faces. Oh, shit.
We're going to put you against our new Age Outlaws. Oh, fuck. I really don't know what to think. Yeah. And meanwhile, then it's like we have Anderson and Gallows.
Yeah.
So, what
we'll do is we'll put Anderson in against John Cena. He won't get one offensive move and lose in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Way to fucking blow it.
But you know who...
Dumbasses.
You know what it is? You know, I just said this, and I could totally see this here, because now it's 3-on-1, right?
Yeah.
It's the club. Like, it's John Cena.
Yeah.
John Cena needs people.
Yeah.
He needs backup.
Uh-huh.
Who's he going to get?
Prime Time.
Exactly. Poopy. You think Muhammad Hassan's coming back?
Oh, fuck. Sean Devari, maybe.
No, but his brothers are the Cruiserweight Classic.
I can see them as a team.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Just had him on a few times. But no, he needs backup. Who's he going to get backup? Who is willing to back him up?
Well, it was New Day.
Who is ready to back him
up? It was New Day.
I know.
American Alpha?
Yes. Ready, willing, and Gable. Who's your All-American team? Those are All-American white meat baby face.
I don't know that that gets them over.
It doesn't, but that's what they do.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you say I don't know if that gets them over, I think matches against Anderson and Gallows and American Alpha would get over.
Yeah, without the Cena involvement, sure.
Well, there doesn't always have to be Cena involvement, you know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing. It's like kind of like the Usos with Roman.
That's true.
Right? They had those. So, that's what I could see.
It's true. Or it could be the, or it could be, he could use the, Usos, because they need something to do now.
They do so.
Yeah.
They do so.
You could get the Usos in the club.
Oh, that'd be original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be great.
Yeah.
What do you think about Finn?
Let's just say that, say the Usos and the Shining Stars. Like, they have good matches. Or the Shining Stars and fucking, the Lucha Dragons. Or the Usos and Lucha Dragons. I don't care.
Yeah, just have good goddamn matches.
Just put on a good wrestling tag team match.
Look at the whole...
And bring in the... there you go. Usos versus the Killer Elite Squad.
There you go.
And the Lucha Dragons versus the Shining Stars. Book it.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you're looking for depth in your tag teams to fill the rosters or, you know, to fill the cards, it's like...
There's not a lot of teams out there that you can still say that's a team we should bring in. So this would be perfect.
Killer Elite Squad.
D.H. Smith and Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Vance Archer.
So you have that, and you have the Headbangers.
What was Vance Archer's name in WWE again?
Vance Archer.
Well, what's his name now, then?
I think he kept it.
Is it Lance Hoyt?
No, Hoyt was...
Vance Hoyt?
Yeah.
I don't think he kept it. I don't
Hoyt
think
was...
It.
Hoyt was TNA. Lance Hoyt was TNA.
Yeah,
Lance and he Hoyt. Was Vance Archer, I think, in WWE. When it was on the... remember it was only streaming, Velocity was only streaming on the internet or whatever?
Maybe he's Vance Hoyt now, then. He's Lance Hoyt.
No, he's Archer. It's Smith and Archer.
Lance Archer. Lance Archer right now, yeah.
So he was Vance Archer.
He was Vance Archer, and now he's Lance Archer.
Oh. Yeah. But, I mean, again, you talk about people that... like, and do... does this whole new crop of guys... kind of play into, like, again, you've got your,
gotta answer you, but I'm about to ask some
more. All the people from Japan that they've got, like the Nakamura that's getting over down in NXT, the AJ Styles that's getting over, and the club in general that's getting over in WWE, I think that's opened their eyes to these Japanese guys to say, you know what, yeah, like a Hoyt and a thing. And you've got people, you know, like Albert is right there with Hunter, you know, every day, but, you know, he's got some pull there,
mm-hmm.
and it's very much, a conduit over there, right? Mm-hmm. So that they're willing to listen to people. Now, it's just a matter of what's the contractual status of people, and that's going to be it, right? Like, they're talking about July 19th, so we're talking about the summer to bring in a whole new crop of guys or old crop of guys into WWE. NXT is looking to bring in a new class in September.
Yeah, we're talking about all the old guys they bring in, but we're not talking about the guys who are out there in the independence, and the American independence that they could still look at. And the guys out there in Europe they could still look at. And we're talking about more guys in Japan that they could still look at. There are guys out there that are working there if they want them. That was one of the things about the Cruiserweight Classic. Maybe they did go too global because there's a lot of really good American wrestlers that wrestle for like PWG and these type of things.
Yeah,
that aren't in Lucha Underground and are fucking great that they could have put in there and they didn't. I look at Japan. When you look at, they brought in a lot of people the last 3 years from Japan. They've all worked except for maybe one. Asuka's worked.
Yeah.
Finn has worked.
Oh, yeah.
Nakamura's worked.
Yeah. AJ.
AJ's worked. The club has worked. Hideo Itami's maybe the only one where
it
didn't quite work.
And he's hurt, so...
Yeah. But, and if he hadn't been hurt, and even then, it wasn't an utter failure. It just didn't quite work.
Yeah.
Maybe the way that they'd hoped. But you look at it, it's like, they've all worked.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there's no reason not to. And then you look at a guy, you know, like an Austin Aries and a Sami Zayn and a Kevin Owens, and those are your independent guys that they, you know, again, I mean, we go back and we've been doing the show for over, you know, 5 years now.
Oh, shit.
And I know. And I mean, at one point there was that edict about, you know, we were 6'4 and 250 pounds or whatever, you know, and we went through the list of guys that, you know,
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels,
Steve Austin,
guys that actually wouldn't make
Kurt Angle, all these guys, Eddie Guerrero, Chris
Benoit. That drew the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
or gave great matches or drew money.
Kill people.
Okay.
You know, there was
even
all these.
Randy Savage.
Yeah, Randy Savage.
You know.
Mickey Steamboat, Ric Flair, you know. all these dusty roads.
Yeah, if, you know? that was fucking Nimrod Laurinaitis's you know, decree.
But I mean, you look at it and now they're
opposites. Right into it.
Oh, of course he was.
Yeah,
but now it's like, okay, so now they're willing to look at all these other guys. So the door opens, and I think you're right. Yeah. They did go too global with the Cruiserweight Classic. Like,
as far as talent,
I'm watching guys that it's like there's two guys from Hong Kong.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, okay, great. You're Chinese. You're from Hong Kong.
You want to break into China?
Yeah, well, China and Hong Kong are totally different. But,
well, I know, but still.
But no, I mean, it's like you case you more Oriental, and you go to Hong Kong, and it's like, eh. You have two guys from Hong Kong. It's like, the Bollywood brothers or whatever they were, right? Yeah. That are there, and no. Like, you know, it's just, sorry. You've got, what about Jinder Mahal, by the way?
I can see them bringing him back.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a fucking thing of him on Independence.
No, that's what I mean. So, you know, who's the other guy in that? Oh, it's Drew McIntyre. We haven't heard anything from him either, have we?
I'm sure they'd love to bring him back.
Yeah, they would, I'm sure.
I'm sure they'd love to.
I think they'd bring Derek Bateman back, too.
Probably.
You know? But I just look at the, and then you had a couple, I think a guy from Chile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a, there were
a few. There was a Brazilian. There was
a German guy called Damac.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, you had a Mexican there with the mask, right? So it's just like.
Which I think he was Brazilian. Isn't he the Brazilian one that, like, walked out of the tournament here?
Which?
There's a Brazilian guy. Yeah. I think he wrestled in Japan. Or not Japan, sorry, in Mexico. And had a mask, and he, like, walked out on day two or something like that.
Oh, maybe. He probably lost. But there's a Grand Metallic has a mask, too. Yes. And then there's another guy that, I'm trying to remember his name.
The Grand Metallic's good.
There's another guy, that has a mask.
Yeah.
Oh, Lince.
Yeah.
Lince something. He's a evolved guy.
Yeah.
But he's from Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic or something like that. Anyway, he had a good look too. But and then you get your Americans.
You Canadians?
Tyson Dukes, who I watched job to Brian Christopher on a 1997 Raw from
Edmonton. Wow.
Yeah, like that's your Canadian.
Yeah, maybe they can bring Scott Putski back.
Maybe. Maybe, that would be great. I mean, you have nobody from Canada you could bring in? What? You know, there's...
Stupid Jinder.
There probably is anybody from Canada that stands out, now that I think about it.
There probably is. But
I'm sure there's a guy. But
well, Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get him.
Yeah, probably can't.
But who knows? I sure want him. But, yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I just look at, that's probably the case, but I don't know. There's 2016 is just going to become the year of too much wrestling. I think it's a matter of picking and choosing.
And I told you what I'll pick and choose.
Yeah.
I think that's a good pattern to watch it.
Because
those two shows in between don't matter. All you need is the go-home show to know the angles.
Yeah.
And the one coming out of it to know the impact of
yeah.
But we've been talking, if we've been sitting here talking about WWE's overexposed. Like, we've been saying this since before they even went to 3 hours on Raw.
Right.
That they're overexposed. Then they go to 3 hours on Raw, and they're, like, even more overexposed. And now you add this, 2 hours live SmackDown, and the extra pay-per-views, and it's like, fuck, like... And you know, somehow when it was the house shows that weren't pay-per-views that were only 2 hours, like Road Walk, didn't feel like too much, and if that's what they added, I'd be okay with that, because it's watchable, but it doesn't feel, it's like just watching wrestling because you want to watch the wrestling. It's not like it doesn't feel like homework.
Yes.
Whereas this starts to feel like homework. It starts, you know.
Yeah. What's happening here? Who's doing this? And I think their idea though is to do two separate brands. They're not overexposing because they're feeling that they're not overexposing the talent.
Because they're wrong.
Talent, I know they're wrong.
It's not just the talent. It's the company.
Yes.
You're overexposing the company.
It's wrestling.
Yes.
It's wrestling.
It's WWE. Matter. It's not even wrestling. It's sports entertainment.
It doesn't matter.
Ask John Cena. It is not wrestling. It is sports entertainment. It's
sports entertainment. The host of the...
What'd you think of the sports entertainment match between John Cena and AJ Styles?
They sports entertained the shit out of us.
They sure did.
Well, it was great. The whole thing was... I thought the Money in the Bank show was great.
That was a really good show.
But the... really good Sure. But I like the host of the Teen Choice Awards.
John Cena.
John Cena. And the ESPYs.
And the ESPYs.
Yeah.
It's not. It's 2 years, 3 years before he's done full-time. Not even... Actually, he's probably already done full-time.
I was going to say he's been done.
But done before full-time. He's done?
Yeah.
Except for maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah, right? Yeah. 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 He's got... That's why now. It's like the time is up. The time is now.
Maybe that's why they knew, and they're pushing so hard to get a Roman Reigns to be the next guy. They knew it was inevitable. And they're not wrong that way. They just picked the wrong fucking guy.
Well, of course they knew it. And then they did, but it's just like... Well, and they've known it for a while. They've wanted to do that. I mean, they're talking... I mean, it was Daniel Bryan. It was CM Punk. It was... You had to have that guy that sold the shirts. And that's why AJ's getting a push up there, because mm-hmm. the shirts were selling, like, number three. Mm-hmm. And with no push. So they're like, oh, shit, we can make money with this fucking guy. Let's turn heel. But yeah, it's just like, what, people aren't buying Roman shirts? They're buying AJ shirts? Then we need a heel now. We need to get us a heel. But I don't know. I can't see. I mean, you got to turn Cena heel. Right? Like that. They're not. He's going to be Ricky Steamboat 2.0.
Yeah.
And they're going to leave so much money on the table. And then they're not going to be able to find a replacement for him. And then
But if he goes away, it could be. Remember when The Rock?
You could stop talking. If he goes away,
no. But remember when The Rock went away? It was, oh, you abandoned us for Hollywood.
Yes.
And that's when they had to turn heel.
Yes.
Because it was a different type of heat he was getting.
Yes.
And maybe John Cena, who's gotten booed in the past, but maybe this would be the same thing, where they have to. But I don't see it. Actually, I think if they send it to Hollywood, considering he'll never really go away. He'll never go away the same level as The Rock went away for like 4 years. Or whatever, or 5 years.
Unless there's a clerical error.
But I think they'll want to keep him baby faces. I think they'll always see him as representing them well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't know. I still think that if you want to...
It's funny, though, because I don't see him as being the guy to carry a movie like The Rock still.
No, that's true.
So it's, but
I mean, well, opportunities. That was AJ Styles.
Yeah,
I see. They like the movies, not the ones you star in. That was a cameo. Those are great.
What a great! That was a great.
That was because it's true.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. But no, I don't know. I can't. I don't see any more of the current product. Can't do it.
They're overexposed. I think it's very telling that on Monday, you had your three biggest stars, arguably, right now, that they want to push for this next generation
yeah.
in the ring. You had Dean Ambrose, who got a good reaction, but not at the level of what Austin or Rock or even John Cena was getting as champion,
right.
or even at the level of a Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart as champion.
Yeah.
You got a good reaction.
Yeah.
And then you had Seth Rollins come out, and you had Roman Reigns come out, and then Shane McMahon came out and got a better reaction than all three of them
combined. Yeah.
That, to me, is very telling. Yeah. And that's where they're sitting right now.
Yeah.
That Shane McMahon, who... you know, can come out and is more popular than all your biggest stars.
Yeah.
And this doesn't fix that. Until they fix that problem, it doesn't fucking matter how many brands or what they do there.
No.
Until they figure out why that's happening.
Yeah. So it'll never...
So yeah, it'll never...
Never. Never, never, ever, ever. I mean, and then you're... So, I don't know. And you're going to go back to the well, and you're getting all these mid-level guys from, you know, like the most over guy...
Yeah, if you're forced to watch wrestling, it's like, man, you can watch SmackDown, and it'll be 1 hour of AJ and John Cena and Sami Zayn and Cesaro, and 1 hour of Carlito and Orlando Jordan and Shelton Benjamin. Are you going to be like, fuck, what a great show. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, exactly. But, Lord, I mean, but are we going to...
I just saw the title of what you titled this show.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
Roman Reigns is Roidman Reigns.
Fuck. Knee pads and Mr. Woods.
Push and pull.
And pull. The hard part is that you're going to have Sami Zayn against the Boogeyman.
Exactly!
You know, and Cesaro against fucking... Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're doing. That's why they want these people. And it's like, the only guy that they can bring back from their fold, essentially, that can come maybe slide back into the main event picture would be a Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy, yeah.
You know?
Maybe done well.
After
Jeff Hardy.
Rey Mysterio. Okay. But they even
Jeff and Rey, I'd say. And I think John Morrison can get in there the same way AJ did within 2 to 3 months.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think he'd be more of a Cesaro.
Maybe you're right. You're right.
But then
Rey and Jeff are the two guys.
Yeah. Rey and Jeff.
Okay. Ooh, they can get Jeff Jarrett.
Ha ha. That's J-E-double-F. Ha, ha, ha. J-E-double-R-E-double-T. Yeah?
Have you seen his, like, where he's selling gold or whatever?
No.
He's, like,
I've heard
it. It's like a scam. He's, like, doing this, like, multi-level marketing thing on the Global Force website, because that really went well.
Yeah. That's like Hillbilly Jim teaching you how to launder your money.
And shit.
Yeah. And shit. But I just think... Like, yeah, that's it. That's the only people that you can get back to that will, you know, slide right back in is Jeff Jarrett, or not Jeff Hardy, rather, and,
right.
And
those are only two, yeah, I mean, that can be regular guys. I mean, Goldberg or Angle, obviously, we have a main event, but you can't do them regularly. And even Jeff, to tell you the truth, Jeff, or Ray, I don't fucking think you could, those guys would hold
Ray.
Up. I don't think either one of those guys would hold up to a regular WWE schedule anymore.
No, that's true. But so, they could
you could slot them in and use them as much as you use Jeff or John Cena.
Yeah,
and exactly. Whereas you can't even do like with Goldberg or Angle, you can't even do that.
I just be coming in to the main event and making a difference. Jeff Hardy could come in and make a difference. Rey Mysterio could come in and make a difference.
And both of them are locked up contractually elsewhere.
Exactly. So, and I mean, who knows how long for you know, for Jeff Hardy, but, and I mean, and then that leads you to how long, after he's knocked the fuck out, does CM Punk come in?
Well, you know, I don't see it happening.
That's the thing.
So he's gonna get knocked the fuck out if that match ever happens.
Yes.
If there's not an injury right before.
Shockingly, if that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, the nice part, as I said, the fun part right now is all this what ifs, the speculation, and then it's gonna turn into they're all gonna disappoint us. And,
You know, keep your. It's the fun part is speculating what you would do because you would book it better than them.
Yes, but keep your expectations very, very much low.
Yeah,
you know, keep it.
I see you're putting it right about cock level.
Cock level. Keep it at cock level.
Keep
folks.
It at cock level.
Keep it at like Webster's cock level.
Yeah,
and or the bottom of Virgil's cock level.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it that low.
That low. Hangs low.
Don't.
And it's deep too.
And deep. Double wide. Double deep.
You ever heard of that joke? From the two guys? Yeah. Take a piss off a bridge.
Who else?
Oh, that water's cold. Yeah, it's deep, dude. It's deep, dude.
I don't know. I just look at who else. There really is no one else
that I think could actually slot in as a main eventer.
From their old system.
Yeah, I don't think you can slot Bobby Lashley in.
No. You can't slide Benjamin in. You can't, you know.
So I think you can put Lashley right away first match against Lesnar to have it be a main event. So.
You could, yeah. And Lesnar is the other factor. Lesnar apparently is scheduled to be there at that live SmackDown now.
Interesting.
So, you know, where does Lesnar get drafted? Or does Lesnar get drafted?
I hope he goes there and the WWE tests him because he's hot. It's clearly won't.
Who?
He's hot.
They're testing them.
I know.
Apparently, like, every
three
day.
Three times a day.
Yeah, well. And what they don't understand is that, like, he's in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get steroids in Saskatchewan.
No.
You can not even get pasteurized milk in Saskatchewan.
No. Running water? No, fucking no, Saskatchewan.
No, pumping it.
Pumping it?
Pumping it.
Pumping it.
I'm pumping me the water.
Okay, this
boy, take me back.
This show's going off around. I don't think there's anything else we need to talk about.
No, there's nothing else on the thing. So,
like, it's that's good. Else? We're yeah, no, I think we're OUT. I mean, we're almost at 2 hours.
2 hours. So what else do we want to talk about?
Well, we could, but like I say, go further to yeah, who are the top 10 wrestlers in the world? But you know,
yeah, we're not going to.
No.
But that's it. So I think that, again, we continue. We won't be. Maybe we'll have a Nitro party next week.
Yeah, something like that.
I'll be away.
They're going on vacation.
I'm going on the vacation.
That's right.
We'll be on a vacation. One thing.
Where are you going?
To Vernon.
Vernon.
Vernon, British Columbia, Canada.
Huh. Yeah. I'd rather go to Saskatoon.
Why? Nobody. Oh, you wouldn't.
No, you're right.
Nobody would.
But nobody really wants to go to Vernon either.
They had that Facebook flashback.
Yeah.
It was like 9 years ago,
yeah.
Or 8 years ago, or whatever, and I got mine, and it's it was 9 years ago. It was sad that Chris Benoit is dead.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, 7 hours later, it was wondering why Chris Benoit would do this.
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah. Maybe in the 10th, we'll talk about it a little bit, but let's not now.
No. There's not much to talk about.
No.
No. But anyway, I just thought I would point that out.
We did a Benoit show once. I'll show right on him. If you want to go back, you can listen to it. But truthfully, I think it's probably the least energy, least show we are looking forward to. The worst show in our history.
You think it's the worst show in our history?
I don't know. We've had a lot
of shit.
We've had a lot of shitty shows, let's face it.
You had that one show by yourself.
There's this one, for instance?
Yeah. This is the worst show. Oh my goodness. I'm just going to put this gun right here.
Kill yourself.
With other people, too.
All right.
All right. So that's going to do it then. At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, WeTalkWrestling.com. You fucking know it. You love it. You're there all the time. We get it. So that's going to do it. In the meantime.
And in between time.
That is it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
You were off air?
Oh, yeah.
So you want to go to SummerSlam with me or Survivor Series?
No.
It's in Toronto.
Why would I want to go to Toronto? And why would I want to go anywhere with you?